Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Carol.
Now, you'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. Army intelligence is sending me to London. Yeah, it seems some gambler there will take a chance on anything. They want me to prove that murder is a bad bet.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the Jack of Diamonds.
One nice thing you can say about working for Army Intelligence. It teaches you people are the same the world over. Now take, for example, Diane Halsey. Diane's the gorgeous-looking blonde at the corner table in Sherry's, a swank cocktail bar in London's West End. To look at her, you'd immediately suspect something's wrong. She's not the kind of a girl you'd expect to see alone. But that's purely a matter of choice. Diane's only waiting for the right man to come along. And here he comes now.
I'm sorry if I kept you, darling.
Oh, that's all right, Bruce. I don't mind.
Did you order?
No, I thought I'd wait for you.
Oh, sweet. What would you like?
That all depends. When I'm celebrating, I prefer champagne.
Well, then, I guess you'll have to settle for something else.
Why?
I didn't see DeSantis.
You didn't see DeSantis?
Oh, believe me, Diane, I tried, but I couldn't do it.
I knew I was wasting my time.
No, don't go.
Take your hand off me.
Darling, please.
You're going to do as I ask.
Just give me a chance to explain.
I'm not interested. All I know is you threw away £2,000.
What makes you so positive?
What do you mean?
Well, you're depending solely on this Jack Diamond.
So?
So how do I know I can trust him? I never even met the man.
I have.
Well, what's his real name? You can't expect me to believe that Jack Diamond isn't an alias.
Oh, now, look, Bruce.
All I'm getting at, Diane, is how can you be certain those footsteps he gave you are authentic?
There's an accepted way to find out.
How?
Show them to DeSantis. If they're legitimate, Mr. DeSantis will think the £2,000 you're asking very reasonable.
Please, don't make me do it.
You call yourself a man.
Where are you going?
That's no concern of yours. And this time I would advise you to try and stop me.
No, you can't. I won't let you.
No? Well, what?
Wait, I'll do it.
You will?
Yes.
When?
Tonight.
That's my darling.
You do love me?
Well, of course, silly. Now order us some champagne. I'm in the mood to celebrate.
Yes?
Are you Julio DeSantis?
That's right.
Well, I'm Bruce Graham.
Hey, take it easy, Mr. Graham.
I bet you think I'm intoxicated.
Never.
Well, I am.
Well, Mr. Graham?
Ever see this before?
Where do you get this photostat?
In case you're interested, it's for sale.
How much is it going to cost me?
£2,000.
It's a lot of money, Mr. Graham, but maybe he's worth it.
Huh?
You want him in cash, no?
You mean you're actually going to give it to me now?
You bet your life.
Get away from that box.
But you said...
I said get away or I'll put a bullet through you. You're not fooling me. I'll open it myself.
It's okay with me.
Why, there's only money in here.
Only money, he said. What do you expect?
Well, I thought...
Yes?
Never mind. Count off 2,000.
It's a pleasure. 500, 750, 1,000, 2, 4, 6. Oh, Mr. Graham, you dropped your gun.
No, don't.
You know something? You have it on safety all along.
What?
In your work, you should know better.
Go on. Get it over with.
You think the Sanders want to hurt you? No. Here.
What?
Go on, take.
But...
Don't be ashamed. And now for your money. Where was I? Oh, yeah. 2, 4, 6, and 4 make 2,000. There you are.
What are you up to?
That's a funny question coming from you. I think I behave very nice for somebody who's being blackmailed.
Why didn't you kill me when you had the chance?
It's not going to solve anything. Your friends know you're here.
My friends?
You never convinced DeSantis you're working alone. So I make the best of a bad bargain. You got the money? I got the photo stamp. But I don't think I want to do this again, Mr. Graham. Please, remember this, huh?
Do it. See, Bruce, there was nothing to it.
He could have killed me, Diane. He could have shot me.
Don't be ridiculous, darling. He wouldn't dare. Not with what we know about Mr. DeSantis.
Well, I wouldn't go through it again for twice the money.
How about 100 times? Well, don't you see the possibilities? This was just a test case. As you pointed out, Jack Diamond could have been mistaken.
Who is this Diamond chap, anyway?
Don't you bother your pretty little head about him.
I've got a right to know.
All you need know, darling, is he delivered the goods. Now we've got Mrs. DeSantis right where we want him.
But you promised.
I promised what?
There would only be this once, that we'd take the money and go away.
Oh, don't be absurd, pet. Jack Diamond made 12 photostats and we'll sell them to Mrs. DeSantis one at a time.
I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you will.
I mean it, Diane.
So do I. Oh, darling. Oh, darling, I'm terribly sorry. Did I hurt you?
No.
Well, let me see. There. Feel better?
Yes.
Oh, Bruce, it was your own fault. You shouldn't upset me. But I forgive you. I'm sure it won't happen again.
DeSantis and Company.
I'd like to speak with Mr. DeSantis, please.
Who is this?
Just tell him it's the chap who was up to see him Sunday afternoon.
Just a moment. It's for you, Julio.
Who is it, Danny?
He didn't care to give his name. He said he was up to see you Sunday afternoon.
Ah, yeah.
Do you want to speak with him?
Sure. Hello.
DeSantis.
That's right. How are you, Graham?
Fine.
That's good.
You're probably wondering why I called.
No. How much is it going to cost this time?
What?
I ask how much is going to cost the poor DeSantis.
£25,000. You heard me.
Oh, sure. I'm just disappointed myself. I thought perhaps your first try would be your last.
I'm serious, DeSantis.
I know you are.
Have it ready at 9 o'clock.
My place again?
No. You familiar with Park Slope near Wembley?
I'll find them.
You better. And just so there'll be no mistake, I'll be driving a blue Nash convertible.
Hello? Hello, Graham.
Who was that?
Just a fellow I know from business, Ronnie.
Julio, is something wrong? Because if there's any way I can help you...
You're a good boy, Ronnie.
You're making sport of me.
No, honest. But let me ask you something. Suppose a Mr. X have papers that can make lots of trouble for you. What would you do?
You mean if I were being blackmailed?
I think maybe we can call him that.
Well, I'm not much of a hero, Julio. If I were in a jam, I'd give this Mr. X whatever he wanted.
You're right, Ronnie. In a case like this, there is nothing to do but to give my friend what he asks for. See? I always told you we think alike.
Yes?
Hello, Diane.
Why, Jack Diamond, of all people. Come on in.
Thanks.
You know, this isn't very bright of you, darling.
I couldn't help myself. I'm worried, Diane.
Oh, well, it's about Graham, needn't be. He'll behave. He's going to see DeSantis at night.
No, he mustn't.
Mustn't?
Julio is simply furious.
But do tell.
I refuse to run the risk of having him discover that I'm involved.
Seems such a shame to quit now.
I won't hear it. Graham mustn't see DeSantis. Now, are you going to stop him, or shall I?
You're not leaving me much choice, darling. But let me think about it for a little while. I'll let you know when I reach a decision.
Four. One. One. Two.
Hotel Carlisle.
Mr. Waring, please. Michael Waring.
Hello?
Mr. Waring?
That's right.
My name is Bruce Graham.
Bruce Graham?
You don't know me, but...
But you feel it might be worth my while if I did.
Yes. I live at 427 Charleston West. That's right off Piccadilly. How soon can you be over?
Well, not Not so fast. What's this all about?
Well, it's about something you should be interested in. You're with American Intelligence, aren't you?
How did you find that out?
The same way I found out you were staying at the Carlisle.
Which, of course, tells me nothing.
It wasn't meant to. I'll fill you in on the details as soon as you get here. But it's got to be before 9.
Well, this is all kind of vague, fella. I don't think I can make it.
You've got to. You don't understand. Excuse me. Who is it? What are you doing here? You said...
Hello, Graham.
You said...
Graham, what's going on here?
We can't win a war or a political campaign or even a peace without a slogan. But it helps in a big way to do the job ahead. A good slogan makes people think. If it's repeated and repeated until it becomes part of our language, and if the thought it expresses becomes part of our lives and our daily actions, then that slogan does what it's intended to do. Take, for instance, the universal slogan, Safety First. All motorists should be sure to follow the tip of the best current slogan for them. Drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, there's one thing travel teaches you. Telephone companies are the same in England as they are in America. But I had a hunch that more than the line was dead here, so I hustled over to 427 Charleston. When I walked in, there was no question that someone had Bruce Graham's number. He was lying on the floor with two neat little holes in his head. There was nothing I could do for him, so I made myself at home and looked around. Then in the corner of the room, I saw it. It being a .38 Colt automatic. I pulled out a handkerchief and picked it up. That was my first mistake. I didn't have time to make a second.
I say, old man.
What?
I wouldn't do that. You're tampering with evidence. I don't think the police would approve.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure.
I would. I'm Inspector Beecham of the CID.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to know you, Inspector.
You're just saying that to make me feel comfortable, boy. But please, don't bother. I'm quite accustomed to this sort of thing.
Now, just a minute. You don't think I had anything to do with this? My name is Mike Waring. I'm with American Intelligence. If you'd like to see my credentials.
I'd love to. This is to certify that Michael Waring is most impressive. What was your connection with Mr. Graham?
He called me at my hotel about 20 minutes ago. Said he had to see me. In the middle of the dialogue, I heard two shots.
And naturally, you dashed over.
Naturally.
What do you suppose the poor chap wanted?
I don't know. But it must have had something to do with security measures. He knew I was with American Intelligence.
Obviously, he felt the CID was hardly as efficient.
You don't believe me, huh?
Why, my dear boy, it would never occur to me to doubt you. Still, you must admit it's rather suspicious finding you standing over a body, wiping off fingerprints.
I wasn't wiping them off. I was just examining the gun.
Of course.
Now, look, I tell you, Graham was frightened of something. He claimed he had to see me before 9.
Why?
Well, I can only guess. But what do you make of this note I found scribbled near the phone?
DeSantis, 9, Park Slope, Wembley.
You must have had an appointment to meet this DeSantis there.
Poor chap, I don't think he'll keep it.
No, but I can. Now, what do you say, Inspector?
Well, it might be a nice touch. Sort of a fitting memorial, don't you know? All right, Waring. You keep that appointment for Graham. And I'll keep an eye on you.
DeSantis!
Hello.
What?
I frightened you, eh?
Yes, you certainly did.
Get out of the car.
Now, wait a minute.
Sorry, I don't have time.
The gun loaded?
What do you think?
I think I better get out.
Hey, you're not Bruce Graham.
That's what I tried to tell you.
Who are you?
Name is Waring, Mike Waring. I'm with American Intelligence.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, I expect someone else.
Bruce Graham?
That's right.
Well, Graham couldn't make it.
What happened?
What's the worst you can think of?
Murder?
Thanks, DeSantis. You just won a bet for me. I had a hunch your mind would run along those lines.
You understand, of course, Mr. DeSantis, that we have no desire to intimidate you. But if you'd like to make a confession, you'll find us most appreciative.
You crazy, Inspector. I'm not killed, Graham. What reason I got?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I've come to the conclusion he was blackmailing you.
I hardly even know the fellow.
Then why did you arrange that appointment to meet him tonight?
I don't arrange him. Graham does.
He say he want to see me on business.
And exactly what is that business?
I'm in port. Olive oil, wine, things like this.
And where were you when Graham was done in?
How should I know? What time it happened?
What time was it, Waring?
About 7:30.
Ah, 7:30. Sure. I was in my office.
Anybody with you?
Just Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Ronnie Payton. It's a nice young boy who worked for me.
That check, Inspector?
Well, that's hard to say. Friend Ronnie has apparently vanished.
What do you mean, vanished?
Disappeared. Perhaps you can tell us why.
Well, Ronnie's very sensitive. Maybe all this publicity make him nervous.
So he takes off when you need him most, eh?
How Ronnie gonna know I need him for alibi?
How indeed?
Wait a minute, Inspector. There's something that doesn't add up here.
Does for me. Mr. DeSantis had an appointment with Graham. When you kept it, he greeted you with open arms and a loaded revolver.
Yes, well, that's just it. Why should he take a gun to me at 9 under the impression I'm Graham if he killed Graham an hour and a half earlier?
Hey, I'm much obliged, Mr. Wedding.
Well, you can make it up to me. Now, why was Graham blackmailing you?
He wasn't.
Are you affiliated with the Communist Party?
Me? Of course not.
Well, what other reason could Graham have for getting in touch with me?
How should I know?
Well, when you think of an answer, give me a ring. I'm at the Carlisle. Let me out, Inspector. I'm going home.
Oh, come in, Mr. Wedding.
Thanks.
I suppose you think this is very forward of me.
No, there's nothing I like better than having people drop in unannounced. Who are you?
Jack Diamond.
Jack Diamond? You must be quite a card.
That isn't very funny.
I know, I'm pressing. What can I do for you, Jackie?
Well, you might ask me to sit down.
I don't think you'll be staying long.
If you're going to be insulting...
Yes?
No, I'm not going to get angry. You thought I would, didn't you?
I had hopes.
You don't seem to understand, Mr. Waring. I'm here to do you a favor. Supposing I told you there's a communist cell in Paris.
There must be thousands.
Well, I can give you the names of a dozen members, all with high positions in government. How soon can you leave?
Oh, when would you like me to?
Well, there's a 7 o'clock flight to Paris.
And by an odd coincidence, you happen to have made a reservation for me.
Well...
Yeah, so that's awfully sweet of you, Jackie, but you shouldn't have bothered. Now, suppose you tell me why you're so anxious for me to leave London.
I told you, I hate communists.
Yes, well, let's have the real reason.
All right. You're investigating Bruce Graham's murder.
Oh, I wouldn't put it quite that way.
I would. It doesn't concern you, Mr. Waring. I demand that you mind your own business.
You're going to make me?
Yes.
Why, you little devil.
Let go.
Will you be... Ow!
Will you bite me? Will you...
Now, sit down and behave yourself.
I could kill you for that.
Well, you may yet. I better have myself inoculated against hydrophobia.
If I could get my hands on you...
Don't you know when you're well off? You shouldn't let yourself be carried away like that, Jackie. It's bad for your health.
Put down that phone.
Now, listen, you... Oh, I didn't think your recuperative powers would be that good.
No, and you never thought I might be carrying a gun.
No.
Hit me, would you? Now, how do you like that, Mr. Waring?
I don't.
No, you're like all the others, aren't you? You're quick enough to push people around when you're stronger than they are. But why don't you try it now?
No, thanks.
Yes, you're afraid, aren't you? The big, strong man's afraid.
Be careful, Jackie. You're working yourself into a snit.
Shut up! If you think I'm fooling...
No, I don't.
You'll have nothing to do with Julio DeSantis, do you understand?
If that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Okay.
And don't think you can hoax me, either. Because I'll be watching every minute of the time. And the minute you break your word, you'll be hearing from me.
Hello.
Are you Diane Halsey?
That all depends. Now, if you were a bill collector, I'd be silly to admit it.
Oh, you don't have to worry. My name is Mike Waring.
That still tells me nothing.
Well, if you want the story of my life, you'll have to invite me in.
Is there any danger involved?
Well, I couldn't say for sure. I am a creature of impulse.
Come in.
Thanks. Ah, say, this is nice.
Sit down.
Oh, never while a lady is standing.
I was just about to mix myself a drink. Will you join me?
Yes, if I can have a Smirnoff martini, about 5 parts vodka to 1 of vermouth.
Ah, that sounds like a good idea.
Fine. Need any help?
No, I can manage.
Yes, I'll bet you can.
Why don't you tell me about yourself?
Oh, I've led a very dull life, Diane.
Diane?
I'm a great believer in shortcuts.
Yes, I can see that. You are.
Thank you.
Just what is your occupation, Mr. Waring?
I'm with the American British Assurance Company.
Doing what?
What I'm doing now. That tastes good.
You mean you get paid for this?
Oh, no, this is my unexpected dividend. My job is to make settlements on life insurance policies.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, you were engaged to a man named Bruce Graham, whom we insured for £5,000.
Would you mind repeating that?
Well, didn't you know? You were one of the principal beneficiaries.
This isn't a joke.
Well, do I look like the kind of a man who would deceive a beautiful woman?
When will I get the money?
Just as soon as we observe a few minor formalities.
Well, by all means, let's observe them.
Well, as I said, Diane, you're one of the beneficiaries. There's another, and as soon as I can get a release from him, you can cut the pie. Graham told us we'd be able to locate him through you.
What's his name?
Jack Diamond.
You're pretty clever. Bruce didn't even know Jackie.
Then the inspector was right. You did serve as a connecting link.
You get out.
Yeah, well, just brief me on this. What was it you people had under Santos? Was he a commie?
Are you going to leave?
All right, Diane. But once a man like me finds a girl like you, you can't expect him to stay away. I'll be seeing you, doll. Well, that's a story, DeSanders. Now, have you any idea who this Jack Diamond might be?
No.
Look, you don't seem to realize you're on a spot. You know, they could hang you for Bruce Graham's murder.
You say before there isn't any chance.
There's always a chance. Now, you know who this Jack Diamond is.
I swear.
It's the boy who works for you, Ronnie Payton.
You crazy.
Look, according to your story, you met Graham for the first time last week.
So?
So it stands to reason that whatever he had on you came from a third party. And the third party wasn't Diane Halsey, because you didn't even know her. So Ronnie Payton must be our friend Jack Diamond.
Oh, you're wrong. Ronnie's like a son to me. Why would he do this?
I told you. He must have been the instigator of the blackmail plot. And he was afraid that if you latched on to Bruce Graham, the whole story would come out.
Then you think Ronnie killed Graham?
Yes, I do. Now, where is he?
If your friend, the inspector, say it's okay, I take you to him.
Hello, Ronnie.
What?
Wasn't it nice of me to wait for you?
How did you get in here, Diane?
The door was open.
You're lying.
Well, that's no way to talk, darling, after I came clear to Whitechapel to warn you.
Warn me? About what?
A man named Waring.
I'm afraid I haven't had the pleasure.
Well, he knows about you. At least he knows about Jack Diamond. He was up to see me tonight.
What did you tell him?
Nothing yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
Really, Ronnie, this whole thing has been a terrible disappointment. It's almost enough to make you believe crime doesn't pay.
We got £2,000 from DeSantis.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, darling. What did you do with your share?
Why?
I'm afraid I'll have to borrow it.
That's not fair. You know you'd never repay me.
Well, probably not. But then if I spent the money on a trip to Spain, I'd be in no position to call Waring.
You can't do this to me. It's blackmail.
You should know.
I won't stand for it, Diane. Do you hear me? I won't stand for it.
Ronnie, stop that. I can't breathe.
You filthy little creature.
Ronnie, please.
There's one type of catastrophe to which most of us are exposed many times every day if we drive or ride on the highways, because some drivers habitually travel on the wrong side of the road. They pay no attention to the painted lifelines of the highway that should never be crossed. It's these drivers who often pay with their lives for that foolhardy act. Drive as though your life depends on it. It does. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
It's a funny thing about hunches. The first time I saw Diane Halsey, something told me I'd be seeing her again. Naturally, I didn't expect it to be so soon. But the credit for bringing it all belonged to DeSantis. For when he brought Inspector Beecham and myself to Ronnie Payton's little nest, there she was. Of course, she looked better at our first meeting. But then she didn't have those bruises on her throat, and that might have made a difference.
What a tremendous waste of talent.
Yes, isn't it?
Think friend Ronnie is responsible?
Oh, don't you?
Excuse me, please, but can I say something?
Why not, DeSantis? It's open forum tonight.
I think the lady is not dead.
Mm. Right, Joe.
Get some water.
Right on.
Hey, something we can do in the meantime?
Yeah. Help me lift her on the sofa.
Easy, Gano.
That's the way. Got the water? Well, will you look who's here?
Ronnie.
Get away from me, Julia. You brought him here.
I know, but...
And who... What's that girl doing on my sofa?
Well, I hope you don't mind. There was a draft on the floor.
Who is she?
Don't you know?
If I did, I wouldn't ask. Who killed her?
She's not dead, Ronnie.
She... Isn't?
No.
But don't feel too badly, old thing. You still got one murder to your credit. Here's the water wearing.
Thanks. You are Diane.
You've got to believe me, Inspector. I didn't kill Bruce Graham.
Then who did?
Diane.
You know, I rather suspected you'd say that.
Oh.
How's the patient wearing?
She'll be all right.
I tell you, she killed him.
Naturally, you've got an alibi for the time.
Yes. I was in a cinema in Limehouse.
Oh, how ordinary. I'm disappointed in you, Ronnie.
But I can prove it with the attendant. You see, we had an argument, and I reported him to the manager. But you believe me, don't you, Julio?
Well, I don't know about him, Ronnie, but I do.
Now, come, where is
he? No, he's telling the truth.
You mean this?
Sure, DeSantis. How could Ronnie have killed Bruce Graham when we both know it was you? Hey, now we all know.
Mr. Waring, you're quite talented in a peculiar sort of way.
Why, because I figured out that DeSantis was the killer?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was simple, Diane. Graham was murdered around 7:30, and DeSantis claimed at the time he was in his office with Ronnie.
Well,
Ronnie had his own independent alibi. He was at the cinema.
But if DeSantis killed Roots at 7:30, why did he keep that appointment at 9?
Well, he had to. What reason could he give for not showing up? He knew Graham was dead? That would really have ruined his act.
I see your point.
Good girl. Now, what I'd like to know is what you people had under DeSantis that started the whole thing off.
So what would be your guess?
Well, communism isn't outlawed here or in Italy, so I got a hunch he's a member of the other end of the spectrum. I suppose he was a big wheel under Mussolini. Then, as a former fascist, a lot of people might be interested in his whereabouts.
You are talented, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea. I know I'm the only man in London who can do the Indian rope trick.
You mean you can make a body disappear?
Just like that.
You want me wearing?
Yes, she's all yours, Inspector, for blackmail.
Why, you rotten filthy...
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel. I know exactly how you feel. Because making a body like yours disappear is a dirty trick on me, too. Good night, folks.
The Case of the Strawberry Blonde. The Case of the Strawberry Blonde. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that when a gal reaches for the peroxide, someone is bound to die. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Francis Chaney as Diane. This program came from New York, Fred Collins speaking.